this is clearly the most talent that we've had since I've been here. I don't even think it's close. You know, we're deep. We're multi-positional. That was the goal going into the summer. So yeah, this is it's a good collection of guys, and you know, now we just have to figure it out. You know, figure out how we're gonna use it all.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Wild. With me, as always, is the Jaguar.
Mike Jaglin. Real sound effects. Real summertime.
I'm so glad summer's over. It's so boring in the summer.
There's nothing.
Once
you have all-star break in baseball, it's dead.
Once the NBA Finals are over, it's just like nothing, except for, obviously, we had a busy moments in the summer. We had busy spurts when DeAndre was a Dallas Mav, and then
he wasn't a Dallas Mav. Doc will always say he didn't go anywhere.
He didn't go anywhere.
He didn't.
He really didn't.
He really didn't. He went to Houston, but you know, the guys found him.
Now, let me ask you this, Jack. You know the schedule better than I. Is the season opener at Houston? No.
Season opener is at Sacktown.
The season opener is at Sacktown. The home opener is versus Dallas.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, and that's a back-to-back.
Boom.
So that's a back-to-back.
But it's versus Dallas.
Yeah, at home.
Where DeAndre was never a Dallas Maverick.
Never. And you're probably not going to see Chandler Parsons or Wesley Matthews in that matchup either. But
why not? I don't know anything about the Mavs. They're gone?
Well, Parsons is dealing with the
injury,
which is the knee, and Mr. Matthews is coming off an Achilles, so he won't be ready till probably Christmas.
So, but they can sit on the bench and tweet.
Yeah, they can do that.
Different emojis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just various emojis.
I'm excited to heckle Mark Cuban and see how depressed he is at that game, how fired up he is.
Again, can you believe that he actually came out and said that Doc's professional career would have ended if DeAndre signed with him?
How is that even possible?
It's not possible.
Say hypothetically DeAndre goes to Dallas. Mark Cuban's saying Doc Rivers' professional career will be over.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Jag, how competent and confident are you in Doc's GM skills from this summer, looking back?
It was phenomenal. And it was funny because we went back earlier and I didn't want to give it an A at the time.
Right.
I gave it a B.
Right.
Because
it wasn't done. Right.
And again, getting Josh Smith,
huge.
You know, Wes Johnson,
huge.
Cole Aldridge adds depth.
Pablo.
Pablo's huge.
Right.
And then we've got three guys battling it out for the 15th spot.
Yes.
We don't even know if that spot's going to be filled.
How strong are those 14 guys?
Strongest probably in the league. I mean, this team is arguably, you know, one of the most stacked teams in quite some time.
Absolutely. In all of the league.
Yeah.
Not just right now. They're easily the most stacked team right now.
Yeah.
Easily. In the league.
And the one thing,
but look back at the past 10 years.
And the one thing I love about it, you know, the pressure is on them in regards to getting over the hump. You know, internally it is. We all know that. But last season, they were kind of like the fair weather favorites.
Right.
You know, a lot of people picked the Clippers to get over the hump.
And 2 years ago, Golden State Warriors was everybody's pick.
Correct. So now,
maybe everybody had it wrong. Two years ago, they picked the Dubs, and then last year the Dubs won. Last year they picked the Clips, and then this year the Clips win.
Yeah.
How about that?
And you know, most people will say the Spurs and the Dubs.
Right.
And some might even say the Thunder are better than the Clippers.
Wrong.
But you know, I give
kudos to the champs, which pains me because I hate the Dubs and I hate Oakland. And I hate their fans. I hate Northern California. I hate wine country. I prefer Los Olivos and Buellton and Solvang. That's my idea.
Solvang.
So, SoCal wine country. That Northern California nonsense. It's not for me.
You'd rather be stuck in India.
I'd rather go to India or Indiana and drink motor oil at the Indianapolis 500 than that NoCal swill they call wine. Blech. I hate Sacramento. I call it Sucktown, as you know. But here's the thing, the Dubs, my hat's off to the Dubs. They're the champs and they're great. And they kept everybody basically. Mm-hmm. So they're the team to beat. Spurs, hats off to you because 2 years ago you were the champs and you're that same core group of guys. And now you added LaMarcus Aldridge
and David West for nothing.
Incredible, incredible moves. And you always gotta, you know, shout out to Pop. But if you look at the last two playoff series that we won. Last year, the playoff series we won was versus the Spurs. The year before was versus the Warriors. I think we're better than them. I think we made the adjustments, and we're better than them. Time will tell. I know we're better than OKC. I know
both,
it in my heart.
Beat both of the knocked out the last two reigning champs.
No, Jack, you were at Media Day, and I have lots of questions about Media Day. I was not there. I was in a family commitment that was scheduled years ago, and I was so irritated when they announced Media Day. I was like, damn it! Anyway, my main question to you was, what was Jamal Crawford like at Media Day? His usual cordial self?
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't emo.
No, he wasn't emo Jamal. He was okay. Great. It was like painting a picture. You know,
Picasso was out there.
Picasso was out
who
there.
Okay, so talk me through who came out, who was clumped together. Because I know, obviously, the big three came out together, right?
Well, Mr. Seaman hosted the event.
Incredible. Brian Seaman's the best in the business.
He really is.
And he'll be with us forever.
We love him. Doc came out, addressed everyone.
Doc comes out. Okay, Seaman comes out, introduces the whole event. Doc speaks first.
Yes.
All right.
Then we have the big three.
Chris Paul, Blake Earthquake, Boomshake Griffin, and of course, DeAndre Houston, you have a problem, Jordan.
Which there were, you know, from the media, I really felt that there were a lot of questions still about
Dallas.
Yeah. And again, we're 2 months past that. Move on. And it was funny.
But then again, last year's Media Day, everything was about Sterling.
Yeah. And
move
it,
on.
It was funny because everyone started laughing when someone asked DeAndre if it was a big deal when he goes and plays at Dallas.
Right.
And Blake started laughing. And, you know, but again.
What was the mood like? Light?
It was light, but it was also, you got a good feel that these guys have their heads on their shoulders.
Right.
Again, you're seeing a lot of new faces.
Right.
Granted, the group core is together.
Yes.
We still have, you know, like Lance and everyone else we named on that list that hasn't been apart.
We didn't even talk about Lance Stevenson.
We didn't even talk about Lance Stevenson. But, you know, the one thing, you know, I really took out of it was, you know, this team knows they have an opportunity. They know they have to get better, and they have to put it together.
Right.
Again, we're sitting here talking about things on paper.
It's a special group of guys.
Yeah.
It's a very special group of guys, and they dropped the ball last season. They were up 3-1 versus a team that they were better than. They beat the champs in 7 in a gutsy performance, and they had 3-1 over Houston, and they should have marched right into the Western Conference Finals and put up a real fight versus the Dubs.
But now they have depth. And
way more depth.
And let's, you know,
I was sitting there trying to put lipstick on a pig all last postseason, and you were always very honest, Jag. Depth is an issue. The bench is an issue.
Well, going back to, and someone, I've seen this on Twitter, people have talked about, is this team more talented than the, you know, Tribe Called Best bench year?
Right. This now is called
2012-2013
Bench Mob. Is Bench Mob better than A Tribe Called Bench?
Yes.
Yes.
Way better.
100% better.
I mean, better coach.
Way better coach.
Not to mention Blake and DJ are better.
Definitely. A better starting core, a better starting five that they have to come in and support.
And I think for Jamal Crawford, this is just a blessing in disguise. Not only is he getting up there in age,
right,
but we've been accustomed these last 2 years of one, him being hurt heading into the playoffs.
Yep.
And two, having to carry that load in that second unit.
And why did he get hurt? Because he was expected to play huge minutes coming off the bench because he was our only option.
Remember, when JJ wasn't hot early,
yep,
Jamal would be in there.
Yep. I read something interesting from Ben Bolch, who does a great job over at the LA Times. And anytime he writes a piece on the Clippers, you should read it. And we usually retweet it or post it. But anyway, follow Ben Bolch. I don't know how, at Ben Bolch something. He wrote something about the Clippers, and in it I read, they don't even know who's going to handle the ball. So, like, they're doing a lot of experimentation at Camp Clippers. The name of this Clipcast was Camp Clippers. They all sat around the fire, and they told ghost stories, and they played pranks in the tents and the Hogans, etc. So, anyway, Jamal Crawford in this Bolch article said to him, look, if we don't know who's bringing the ball up and controlling the ball, then the defense certainly won't know. When that bench mob's in, the defense is not going to know what hit him because Austin Rivers could control the ball. Because Jamal Crawford could control the ball. Because
Lance
Stevenson can control the ball. I mean, for God's sakes, Josh Smith is talented enough that he can control the ball.
Yeah, he's a true playmaker.
Yeah, and he doesn't need to.
Yeah, and Pablo Prigioni, if you want to throw him out there,
right?
We've got Wes Johnson and Paul Pierce.
Rim dominator and Cole Aldrich, who's nice little moves there.
Well, that's a great thing about this team is I think, and Doc has talked about this. They can go big when they need to go big.
Right.
But they can also go small and athletic now.
Again, for the entire length of the game.
The entire length of the game. Last year, you didn't have interchangeable parts.
Last year, Blake Griffin and Austin
Rivers. No, that could play multiple positions.
Oh, absolutely. Excuse me. Absolutely. Yeah. I was about to say, last year, when DeAndre Jordan sat down, the team was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Huge trouble. That goes out the window now that you've got Cole Aldrich and Josh Smith.
Yeah,
and not in trouble anymore.
And again,
and then obviously the other pieces.
You can plug in Cole here or there to be that defensive presence. But
we did not have a true backup center, Jack.
Well, I don't think
we haven't since Home Run Hollins.
Again, you're going to see more Josh Smith at the five. I think you'll see Blake Moore at the five. The small ball athletic lineups to throw people off. Now, the only thing that this team's probably like lacking on paper would probably be true shooting. But I mean, these lineups are going to be, they're going to be playing
playmakers
and playground type ball straight to the hoop.
A lot of highlights from everybody, even the bench mob. All right. So this is one of our questions. I'm going to just skip ahead to the question. Something about will there be like a Vinny hockey swap out style? What was the term for that? Like five out, five in, you know what I'm talking about? I don't see Doc doing that. No, certainly not.
He did do it last year. Not all at once. But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no. Vinny would do all at once. Like a hockey A team out, B team in. Doc is not Vinny, and that's a great thing. Certainly late in the season, you're not going to see it.
No.
Definitely postseason, you're not going to see it. I think Doc is more of a strategist, and he also always says, you know, your stars should play 40 minutes a night. Like, he literally says that all the time. Like, you know, like, when I was in the league, everybody wanted to play 49 minutes a night.
I agree with you, but I also think we're seeing Doc evolve as a GM and as a coach.
For sure.
Seeing what the Warriors have done and what the Heat have done.
Smart guy.
Playing these small ball type lineups has kind of transcended the NBA. So you have to be able to do both.
You need to be managing minutes, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially with these old-timers.
I mean, look at Curry last year. He probably played like 6 or 7 minutes less than Blake.
Right.
And, you know, they sat a lot of their guys.
Mm.
So now with this team, you're going to have those opportunities more times than not.
For
especially
sure.
from last year. I mean, Chris and Blake and DJ, they were all playing heavy minutes throughout the entire season.
You're absolutely right. And it worked getting us the third most amount of wins. And we were really trying to get that two slot, and we got screwed because of division nonsense. But, you know, where he's not going to have to do that.
And Chris, I want to get one thing you bring up and you have in the past is about this team having to be consistent throughout. Because the last two seasons, we've seen them kind of hit these, you know, these pots in the road, keep going, and then go crazy at the end, grab the 3 seed, and flirt with us in the playoffs, and then things just kind of fall apart. But you've said it's the number, usually the top seed.
Always.
The top seed or top couple seeds.
The past few years, it's always been 1 versus 2.
Yeah.
The Western Conference Finals.
I mean, the Dallas Mavericks were the last team that I think were a 3 seed or higher to win the title.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, look at last year for prime example. Houston was 2, and we were 3, and Golden State was 1, and, you know, 1 played 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
And certainly 2 years ago, same thing. San Antonio was 1.
Yeah.
I don't remember who the 2 was, honestly, but whoever it was, they met in the conference finals and got beat.
It
was OKC.
Yeah, but getting out to a good start is very, very crucial, but also playing consistent the entire season.
All right, talk to me about the preseason schedule, Jag. Friday night, October 2nd, I believe, is our preseason home opener. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is that our preseason opener, or do we play on the road?
Preseason opener.
Okay, so that's the first time we get to see the Clippers in action.
Yes.
Friday night at Staples Center.
Against the Denver Nuggets.
How many preseason games are there, do you know?
Six? There are...
Six?
I want to say there are eight because they
two in China,
one in Vancouver.
Okay.
Two more in Staples.
Okay.
And I think two more at the Road. I think there are eight.
So two in China, and one of those is technically a home game.
Yeah.
Right? And
one of them would be correct.
Right? And one of them is an away game, okay? This Canada game.
Vancouver, yeah.
They're playing for the Canada Cup up there?
Yeah. Yeah, they're
a lot on the line.
Yeah, a Mounties going. They're going to have Mounties officiate it.
So they're playing for the Great Cup of China.
Yeah.
And they're playing for the Canada Cup up there, which I hear is filled with ginger ale Canada Dry.
A lot of travel.
Extra dry. So is that an away game or is that a home game? Do you know?
Canada, I believe, is a away game.
Okay. Who are we playing in Canada?
And the Raptors.
In Toronto.
No,
it's an exhibition game.
It's in Vancouver, though.
Okay, so an exhibition game in Vancouver versus Toronto, which will be a Toronto home game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got two road games, one in China, one in Vancouver. Vancouver is versus Toronto. China is versus Utah?
No, Charlotte.
Ooh, Charlotte? Yeah. Oh, they're sending the Hornets.
Well, yeah, so Lance Stephenson gets to sting the Hornets in preseason.
Okay, and they're the Hornets, not the Bobcats.
Yes, and we get to see Spencer Hawes. Does he still have a man bun?
Oh, Hawes is back! Man bun, very popular in China.
Yeah!
Most honorable.
Yes, yes!
Okay, so away game in China. Away game in Vancouver. Versus Toronto versus Charlotte, not in that order. There's probably two more away games. And then four home games. One home game is in China.
In Denver. One in Denver.
A home game in Denver?
No, excuse me. One against Denver.
Against it, that's Friday.
And then two to set up the first week of the season. So
there will be three home games in the preseason at Staples.
Correct.
Okay. Now, we're missing two away games, which are probably like at Utah or something, or
yeah,
at Denver,
Sacramento,
or maybe at Sucktown.
Yeah, because I know the Warriors and Blazers come in.
We'll tweet all of this out. You can follow us at LA Clipcast. We'll tweet this out. Obviously, you can look up the damn schedule. You guys are all competent.
You can read.
You can read.
Yeah.
And for those of you who can't read, we'll sound it out phonetically.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're listening to us.
That's right. It's an audio format. But a lot on the line for the Great Cup of China versus Charlotte.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. But, I mean,
we'll probably sweep that, right?
Who knows? It's preseason. You'd like to.
But with this squad? Because I also read from the great Ben Bulch that the subs beat the starters.
Yeah.
When they scrimmage, it's anybody's matchup.
It is anybody's matchup. I mean, the other thing we have to look at, too, it looks like Wes Johnson is probably going to be the consistent starter.
Really?
At the small forward position.
Really?
Yes. That's what... There's no official word from Doc, but that's what everyone's kind of reporting. Even though Pierce has played with the first unit, he might be playing more off the bench.
You watch a ton of Laker games. You're a huge fan of basketball.
Yes.
Obviously, they're the other local team, and you get them for free or whatever, part of your cable package. I don't watch any Lakers games. I watch four Laker games too many every season. Two right in front of me and two at home on television. I don't know anything about Wesley Johnson.
He was really highly touted out of college at Syracuse. He actually kind of found himself in the NBA these last 2 years.
Sorry, fans.
He kind of found himself these last 2 years.
That was Wesley Johnson calling. He was upset. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah. With the Lakers, again, length, can shoot the three, can defend, has never really been on a contender. So, you know, with all these weapons around him, too, we're not going to have to sit here and make it seem like Wes Johnson's going to have to carry the load at small forward. You still have Paul Pierce that can play that position. You still have Lance Stephenson that can play that position. Just because he's starting, it's going to be very similar to like a Willie Green situation.
Right.
Willie Green would play the
Mr.
first...
Mr. Basketball.
Yeah,
Tom Selleck was Mr. Baseball. Willie Green was Mr. Basketball.
Yeah, and that's what Willie did. Willie started the beginning
of I read something
of
about Lance Stephenson that at one point, Lance Stephenson had more triple-doubles than the rest of the league combined. Much like Blake Griffin in the postseason last year had more triple-doubles than every other player combined... kind of deep into the playoffs, I read that Lance Stephenson at one point in the regular season, maybe it was early, But Lance Stephenson is kind of a potential triple-double machine.
And Josh Smith has already come out and said that. You know, people don't know how good this guy is. He's a walking triple-double.
When was his best season, Lance Stephenson?
2 years ago.
2 years ago in
Indiana.
Borderline
all-star.
Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
When he was blowing in LeBron's ear.
Yes. But, I mean, he can defend. He can rebound. He's been working on his jumper. This is a huge year for Lance Stephenson to basically step up and prove himself, and it's a great luxury because he doesn't have a ton of pressure on him with all these weapons.
Speaking of working on during the summer, Blake always works on something during the summer. Did that come up at Media Day?
He worked on a little bit of everything.
That's what
he said? Yeah, it was more a little bit of everything, and he worked on his shooting, of course.
He's a great shooter.
You know, and it worked on the, you know, playing.
He's proved himself to be a great shooter. Did he shoot over 60% from the field? One of our questions was, what's Chris Paul work on during the summer? Not that he needs to work on anything during the summer.
Well, we know he was part of the banana boat.
Oh, Lord. That was him, Dwyane Wade, and LeBron James, right?
Yes.
LeBron, Dwyane, and CP3.
I honestly do not know.
And Chris Paul's wife, right? Wasn't Chris Paul's wife like the fourth person that was like...
Was she on that bed?
I feel like it was three dudes and Mrs. Chris Paul, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Paulina Chris is her name.
I just hope with the depth this season that Chris, again, he was healthy the entire season until the playoffs for the first time in his career.
Terrible.
And, you know, now with this depth, having Austin, who's lost 15 pounds.
All right, so... Somebody was bitching to me that we don't have enough backup guards. Is that crazy? Are they crazy?
I think that when they say backup guards, they mean shooting. True shooters.
Really?
Yeah. Austin's gained 15 pounds.
Of muscle.
Of muscle.
Right.
So we have that. We have Pablo Prigioni.
Right.
Again, people are going to screw that out. He's not Italian.
No, he's Argentinian. He's Argentinian. Yeah. So I got to work on my Argentinian accent.
I know.
Because for a while I was like, Pablo Prigioni.
Well,
right.
And Dan Wilkie has tweeted that out.
How many
people are going to botch that up?
Who the hell knows how to say Dan Wilkie or Wikey or Wiki?
Yeah.
Get your Ouija boards out and try to pronounce Dan Wikey. All right, so Pablo Prigioni, Argentina. Hello, I am from Argentina, and I like a Pablo Prigioni. That's probably a little bit better.
That's a lot better.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I'm a man of many voices, which upsets some of our listeners. Told me not to do the stupid voices. Do we have a true backup point guard?
It would probably be Pablo Prigioni.
Pablo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
So our backup backcourt, Pablo, Austin, Jamal.
Yeah, but you're probably going to see Austin get more minutes than
Pablo.
Than Pablo, yeah.
God, we just have so many options.
I know.
But is that it in the backcourt? Three?
Lance, you can play at the two.
Lance, you can play at the two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can play Lance at the two. You can play him. That's the thing. You can have Austin, Lance, and Pablo, and Jamal all have the ball.
Talk to me. Take me back to Media Day, Jag. Brian Seaman comes out, introduces everybody, you know, welcomes everyone. Doc comes out, talks to everybody. The big three, Blake, Chris, DJ, who's next? Paul Pierce,
J.J. Redick,
and
Jamal Crawford. Mm-hmm.
So we go from the big three to another pretty formidable three.
Correct.
And that's kind of nice for J.J. and Jamal to be up there with a former NBA Finals MVP, Paul Pierce, local hero.
Mm-hmm.
Inglewood zone, I believe, Paul Pierce.
Yep.
Or Inglewood adjacent. So that's a great follow-up to the big three. What was Paul Pierce like?
I mean, business.
All business. Mr. Professional.
I had a chance to talk to JJ about his wedding tour over the summer.
So what the hell is this wedding tour thing?
Well, you got to listen to it. He'll tell you.
Mike Jack on Clipcast. I have two questions. One for JJ first. How was the wedding tour this summer?
The wedding tour was great. For those that don't know, I had three weddings in 4 weekends. The fourth weekend that we didn't have a wedding, I actually went on my sister-in-law's honeymoon. So I've spent 5 weeks on the road. I just got back to LA Wednesday night. I actually also am an ordained minister. I did my sister's ceremony. So if you guys know anyone, I only charge $150. I do take tips. It was fantastic. And it was honestly, with a one-year-old son, being on the road for a month and being around family was really one of the highlights of my life. Getting to spend time with my family and seeing him interact with his cousins and his aunts and his uncles and his grandparents. It's what it's all about.
But then I also had a chance to talk to them, too, about how big communication as a team is.
For all three of you, how big is communication for this team to get over the hump and to be vocal with one another?
My first thought on communication is being able to tell each other the truth at a moment's notice within the game. And I think that's an area where we really improved last year, and we can continue to get better. For us to get over the top, that has to be one of the biggest improvements for our team.
Yeah, I think simple communication can go a long way. You know, I think you can nip something in the bud. You can, tell something. You see, I remember a lot of times last year, me and JJ talked on the court all the time. I'm on the bench first, so I'm telling him what I see, and you know, when he should shoot that shot or whatever, what's open, and he did the same thing for me. You know, so I think, and that's just one example, but I think communication overall, a little communication can go a long way.
Pretty much what they said, but it is huge. You know, communication based on if it's not for selfish reasons, you know, you can get in a situation where a guy communicates with somebody and say, I need more shots, but maybe that's not what's winning or losing us the game, you know. So, you know, communication is pretty much everything. If we're going to build chemistry, then if we're going to be an elite team, then it's has to be good communication, but not for selfish reasons. It has to be for selfish reasons if we want to be a great team.
Right. And Jamal was not emo. Jamal was in good spirits.
Jamal was great. Nick Hamilton actually asked him a great question about, you know, everything, the way it panned out, and he said, you know, it's probably meant to be that I'm here in Los Angeles.
Good job, Nick. Yep. Play that clip for the audience.
Yep.
You know I love clips. All right, so after that big three, that's great, though, that Paul Pierce was maybe a part of the biggest big three ever.
Yep.
Right?
Well, no. I mean, Miami was probably the biggest.
But the big three was coined by Paul Pierce, Ray Allen.
Well, they started.
And Kevin Garnett.
They started.
They started it, man. Yep. And they won right out of the gate.
Yep.
All right, so we had our big three. Then we have our other big three of JJ, Picasso, and Paul Pierce. The Truth. Who's up next? Lance Stephenson?
Lance Stephenson.
Who does Lance come out with?
He comes out with Cole Aldridge.
Lance, Cole, and Josh Smith? No.
No, Josh Smith came out with... Actually, I think it went Josh Smith to in Austin to Lance and Cole Aldridge.
So now from 3-3 to 2-2?
2-2.
Okay. So we got 3-3, 2-2. Now let me ask you this. I'm going to go now jump to Camp Clipper. We send 14 guys who are definitely on the roster. We have three bonus guys fighting for that 15th slot, right? Mm-hmm. So that's 17 guys going to camp. How many made it out? How many made it back? When do we have to decide who the 15th, if anybody, is?
I mean, we just have to decide at the end of training camp. I don't honestly know if we're going to get 15. I think he might keep it open. Luke Bamute.
Can you take during preseason? I don't know this.
You can keep them. It's not like
can
NFL.
You take 17 guys to China?
Yeah, he can take 17 guys to China.
You don't have to just take 15 like the regular season.
No. So 17, those guys will probably come.
Those guys will come to China.
They'll probably
come to China.
And
play for the Great Cup of China.
Yeah.
The China Cup.
Yep.
Which is made from fine China.
Well, again, Doc wants those options. And that's one of the things that's really, really important. So one thing that I think we really need to talk about, too, is also... minutes distribution. What do you think we're going to do there?
I don't think you're going to see Paul Pierce in back-to-back games. You might for games 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't. I'm very intrigued to see what Doc does.
Yep.
But I don't think you should ever see Paul Pierce play 2 games back-to-back. I think you should use the pop technique of just bench him during the regular season and pick game 1 or game 2 of the doubleheader. Pick it.
It stinks opening night, Sacktown, and then the next night against Dallas.
So you
sit him for Sacktown?
You got to sit him for Sacktown. Or you just put him out there for fun for 5 minutes, but then you play him for real the next night.
And that's a great thing about Pierce.
You don't sit him at home, not in front of the home crowd.
You don't need to necessarily start him at the 3. He can also play the 4. You know, you want him for the playoffs. That's why you got Paul Pierce. And you got Paul Pierce to help you mentally. And
we blew it in the clutch.
Yes.
We had game 6 in our hands.
And that probably wouldn't have happened with Paul Pierce.
It absolutely wouldn't have happened. Or with Josh Smith.
And that's the thing. This team,
our whole team went 0-15. Remember, Jack?
This team needs that killer instinct.
I see it in my nightmares every night.
Yes. Yes.
I close my eyes right now. I had a daydream nightmare. A day nightmare. Or a daymare. And it's terrifying. We went 0-15. Everybody missed everything. Paul Pierce wouldn't allow that to happen. Josh Smith, I don't think, wouldn't allow that to happen because he was hitting them on the other side.
We have a question from our buddy Wavy.
Oh, I love Wavy. Wavy, who designed our new logo as well as the old banana boat photo, yes, which was our Twitter header almost all summer long.
Which we will actually be selling suntan lotion with the banana boat logo on it.
Yes. And you can apply it on Tracy or Jaglyn. It's your call.
Yeah.
So if you're listening right now, I'm going to ask you to lower your volumes right now so I can give Wavy a proper salute. Wavy! All right, here we go.
How awesome is Born Ready? And for those of you that don't know who Born Ready is, it's Lance Stephenson.
Lance Stephenson, Born Ready.
Born Ready to be the click.
Is he up for the task of shutting down the Leonards, Durants, or Bron Browns?
Is he up to the task of shutting down the Kawhi Leonards, mm-hmm, the Kevin Durants, or the LeBron Bron Browns? I mean, the guy blew in Bron Browns' ear, for God's sake.
And I actually asked him if he was up for the challenge.
Get out of here,
yeah,
Jack.
So we can tell that, too, yeah.
Well, let's go to the videotape, or the audio tape, excuse me.
Lance, you've guarded LeBron in the past, and now in the West you have Westbrook, Curry, Harden. Are you up to the challenge to lock them down?
I'm up for any challenge. I mean, Doc is going to challenge me a lot this year, and I'm up for any challenge. You know? I mean, there's a lot of great plays in the West, and just gotta. I'm gonna play my hardest, and as long as I got guys behind me, that's gonna help me. I think I'll be all right.
It sounds like Born Ready is ready to shut everybody down.
Born Ready, be the click.
He might be a good guy, like on a doubleheader, like when the Clippers play a day game and the Kings play at night. He might be a good guy to just shut down the stadium and then set up the ice. He's ready to shut them all down.
He
Jack.
Really is, and that's what you need. This guy is the fire. Again, we have Paul Pierce. We know what we're getting. This is another guy that can, you know, as James Harden likes to stir the pot.
Right.
This guy can really stir the pot. So
maybe James Harden literally does that pantomime of stirring the pot. Maybe like Lance Stephens can do the pantomime of closing the shutters.
Yeah, yeah. Just
close those shutters down because he's a shutter. He shuts you down.
He shuts you down.
That's why I call him Shutters.
Lance, with having ups and downs over the last 2 years, what have you learned about yourself as a player, especially moving forward to this season? And what have you put in as a player?
I put in a lot of work this summer. Just really worked on my conditioning, working on my jump shot. Just focusing a lot on how to be a better player than I was last year. And I'm just trying to find a way where I could come in and help this team.
We got a lot of great Twitter questions. Some we've already answered.
Yes.
So let's proceed with more Twitter questions. You can always tweet us at LA Clipcast. We will try to answer every single one of your questions either on Twitter or on the show.
So next up, what lineup are you most excited to see?
Golly.
From Nate Bryce.
You know, what's funny is because, like, I'm so excited to see the starting lineup because I don't even know who the starting lineup is going to be. And you're telling me it's going to be Wesley Johnson.
Well, again, there's no official.
But right.
That's a lot of people. We're going to see probably Wes out there with him.
I mean,
You probably still will see Paul out there.
Most grateful to see the starting lineup with DeAndre Jordan still in his Los Angeles Clippers new look logos. But I'm going to real quick divert from this question. I'm going to go back to it. You were there live. You saw everybody in the home jerseys. The new logo looks sharp on the home jerseys.
It does. It looks great.
It looks great on a hat.
And I love the black uniforms.
Did you see any?
I've seen them online. But,
okay. But they were only wearing white. The home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they all look great.
They look great. Yeah. And
it's our own deal. It's not a bite off of any other team that plays maybe down the hall.
No.
I love it. Okay, so my most excited lineup that I'm excited to see, Chris Paul at point guard.
Uh-huh.
Jamal Crawford at the two.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sorry, GQ, JJ Redick, I love you, but this is what I'm excited for.
Okay,
I'm
okay,
honest.
Okay.
Paul at the one, Crawford at the two, Paul Pierce, the truth, at the three, Blake at the four, DeAndre at the five.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
I mean, that is like me sitting in my section 205 crying into my popcorn, joy tears. That's a great team right there.
I like it. Okay, I'm going to throw you one here, too. This is what I would like to see.
What lineup is the Jaguar most excited to see?
This is a kind of like let's mix it up.
Sure.
We're gonna really throw something at you, and we're gonna go athletic.
I'm excited now. Okay. I'm at the edge of my seat.
Austin Rivers, who has gained confidence from last year.
I'm actually gonna put my seatbelt on.
Okay. So we're going with Austin Rivers.
Fasten your seatbelts, fans.
Jamal Crawford.
Okay. So Doogie, Picasso,
Lance Stevenson.
Lance Shutters.
Blake.
You gotta have Blake.
And Josh Smith.
That's small.
Yeah.
And athletic. Oh, very athletic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, and yeah.
Right there.
Everyone can get to them. Everyone.
Everyone on this team.
Yeah.
It's so hip to clip right now. I cannot wait. I've never been this excited for preseason, dude.
No.
Preseason is always one of my least favorite of the NBA season. There's the NBA postseason, which I love. The NBA regular season, which I love. The NBA free agent season, which I love. But the preseason, meh. Well, I love it, though.
They wrap the camp. Again, we'll see what the offense looks like. Because right. Are there enough balls to go around? But they're going to figure that out.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's going to be something to see these lineups. They can be traditional. They can talk.
I'm excited for the – hopefully there's an exhibition again at Galen Center, Clippers versus Clippers. I can't wait to see that.
I believe there is on October 18th.
At Galen Center again?
I believe so, yeah.
I can't wait for that. I believe that. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
October 17th?
18th, I believe.
18th, okay. Yeah, I believe it's a 18th Sunday. I can do. 17th is my son's birthday, and I'm screwed. But 18th I can do. Nice. I can get babysitters and everything. I can take wifey.
See? You're all set.
I can take wifey. Get some Wi-Fi. All right, so let's go back to the questions. Twitter questions.
We can actually just...
last question?
Wrap it up with...
Whammy.
Whammy.
All right. Yeah. At Whammy Giveaway, one of our favorites, Alfredo Rodriguez.
What?
Hawaiian Gardens own...
What does the season, Clip season, rest on?
All right, what does the Clippers season rest on?
All right, fans, think about it. Everyone.
All right. Oh, this is a multiple choice.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is good.
So what does the Clippers season rest on, fans? The Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan relationship. Great mm-hmm. point, Whammy.
Good job, Whammy. Because
there was some trouble in paradise, as we found out.
Or tabloids suspected.
I think they were right on the nose, man. And I think they were able to hem it out. And that little reunion in Dallas or Houston or wherever the hell they were in DeAndre Jordan's mom's kitchen really helped them, you know, iron out their problems. Now, there's another one. Whammy says, is it the Chris Paul-DeAndre Jordan relationship? Is it the Doc Pierce reunion?
Now, remember, too, every time Doc has had Pierce, he basically gets to the conference finals.
Yeah.
His 2-3
something we don't know what it looks like.
No. His 2-3-1, you know, losses.
Yep, the 2-3-1 meltdowns.
One with the Clippers, one with the Magic.
One with the Orlando Magic.
When he had Tracy McGrady.
Right.
So, No Pierce.
The only coach to have 3-1 meltdowns twice, but he never had Pierce in those two meltdowns.
Yeah.
Those 2-3-1 meltdowns, which is confusing. Or, is this the final in the multiple choice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or is it overcoming their fear of the clutch? Man, Whammy telling it like, excuse me.
It's really good.
Yeah, Whammy, right? Yeah, Whammy telling it like it is.
Yeah.
You're not pulling any punches, Jag. Whammy!
What are you going with?
What's the most, what does the Clip season rest on? I got to be honest, and I hate to say this, overcoming their fear of the clutch.
I totally agree, because that's why you bring in Paul Pierce.
That's why you keep DJ.
DJ.
And straighten out the, you know, the kerfluffle that happens.
To win a championship...
You got to win it all.
You have
to win 16 games.
You have to be good.
Got to be great.
You got to have some luck behind you.
Need luck. Look at the Dubs. They had luck.
Yeah.
Every time they played a team in the postseason, their one was injured.
And you can't be blowing
every
leaks.
Single series.
And each time the Clippers the last won. 2 years have had an opportunity to either... take advantage of a series or win a series, they've let it fall away.
They sure did.
And, you know, you would say probably the only luck they've really had were beating the Spurs, but that...
The only luck we had was V. Stiviano with their audio recording tapes and getting rid of Sterling. That was the biggest piece of luck we ever had.
Exactly.
You know, you look back, not this past postseason, but the postseason before... But the one before that, had we gotten through Memphis, which we had just done the year before.
It was open.
It was wide open.
That's when Westbrook went down.
Yes, Westbrook got broke.
Yeah, but again.
And Memphis got past them.
The Clips go up 2-0, then lose the next four.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because Vinny Vidi Vici.
Just couldn't do it.
Was 2-8 in his last 10 playoff coaching
and that
appearances.
Was the December to remember.
Yep.
That was the Tribe Called Bench.
Whammy brings up a good point, and I think it is overcoming their fear of the clutch. And we've made the moves necessary so that hypothetically, mm-hmm. when we're in the clutch, we're going to handle it better. But do we? I think an older and a smarter Blake Griffin, I think a hungrier Chris Paul.
A consistent DJ. We didn't have a consistent DJ back
it's
then.
It's now or never.
Yeah, it is now or never. I was saying that to Brian
Paul Pierce, Steven. Now or never. Josh Smith, now or never.
Yeah, Pierce will retire if he wins the title.
And he should.
Yeah.
He should, like, be retiring
Josh Smith
at that parade.
Here on a minimum contract.
Just one year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him right now.
We got him. So, this is going to be a very, very interesting season. Ton of storylines.
Mm.
You know, ton of characters, but one goal. And the course, again, still intact.
Now, Camp Clippers was a success, so successful they ended early, right?
Yes.
And where the hell did Camp Clipper happen this year?
Oh, you know, it was down in Irvine. Doc's son goes to... youngest son goes to UC Irvine.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Irvine's the worst.
Yeah, we had
Scott. Where the 5 meets the 405. It's a giant Ferris wheel. There's a Dave and Buster's down there.
There's a lot down there. Yeah.
Behind the orange curtain.
Cheesecake Factory.
There's a Cheesecake Factory in Redondo Beach.
There's a Cheesecake Factory.
They should have the damn camp
everywhere.
At Redondo Beach. There's one at the Grove.
But down in Irvine.
They should have a camp at the Grove.
And I think that's why they didn't go, you know, like the L word went to Hawaii.
Idiots. And they were wise not to go to Vegas.
And you're going to have a long trip, not a long trip, but probably as long as training camp when you're going to China.
Yep.
So
great bonding.
Why do you go to San Diego or to Vegas or to anything like that? This was a good call. This was a really good call.
Great bonding happened in Mrs. Jordan's kitchen when they're all playing cards and going out for French fries or whatever the hell they did. A great bonding moment to get DeAndre to sign on the dotted line at the stroke of midnight. Great bonding, obviously, is going to happen at camp,
mm-hmm.
even though they go behind the orange curtain down to Irvine. But some great bonding is going to happen on these road trips to China and even to Vancouver,
even to Vancouver. Well, that's the cool thing.
The Hollywood of the Northwest.
You play that Friday night game against the Nuggets, and Sunday you're in Vancouver. Granted, it's not that long of a trip.
Never been to Coov?
Never been to Coov.
God, I'd like to go up to Coov.
Never been to Coov.
Never been to Coov.
Yeah. Coov, then you go to China.
Jag, here's my vow to you, because my son is older, and you and your wife don't have a kid yet. So this is what I vow to you this season. You and I hit the road with the Clippers. I don't know where. I don't know when.
Even if it's Sacktown.
Even if it's stupid Sucktown, we hit the road with the Clippers. We could maybe organize it through the Clippers so that we get our little sweet, sweet press passes. So at least the tickets are free, you know what I'm saying? We can go into the visiting locker rooms.
I'm not expecting
to go on the team jet, but I'd like to. I'd prefer to. If you're listening, Mr. Ballmer.
You are a licensed pilot.
I've starred in several pilots.
He starred in many pilots. He's played one on television.
That's right. That's right. Most of the time I have a mustache like a competent pilot.
Yeah.
One thing I really want to address quick before we end this wonderful trip to Camp Clipper. Don't drink the bug juice. Steve Ballmer turned down Fox Sports West's offer for next season's TV coverage. Prime ticket, what have you. Mm-hmm. They offered a huge spike, and they would have made a pretty penny for a contract, and Ballmer said no. What Ballmer wants to do is stream every Clippers
game.
Be
digital.
What do you think about that, Jack?
I love it. I mean...
Would you cut the cord? Would you walk away from cable TV if the Clippers streamed?
Well, it's all about getting things in packages these days. You know what I mean? Like, you
seem kind of affordable, like 10, 20 bucks a month or something like that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And that is affordable. You have whatever you're going to do.
I thought it was $10, $20 a season. I was like, holy crap, am I doing that? But then I found out it's $10, $20 a month or something.
It's still not bad.
No.
No. I mean,
to get an all Clippers channel?
Again.
You know what we would pay for that
to
every month.
Pay for something that you love to watch.
Yep.
You do it.
You do it.
And, you know, I don't know how that would
work. I'd cut the cord. I would walk away from cable TV and my stupid relationship with the jerks over Time Warner.
See,
I hate.
Well, you have Time Warner. I love my DirecTV. DirecTV is
best.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
I'm so jealous of you.
I know. But I would pay the extra $10 a month.
What's the name of the Rams and Cardinals Super Bowl quarterback? Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner.
I thought I was jealous of you before because you look so much like Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
Now I'm real jealous of you because you don't have any kids and you have DirecTV. Living the dream, Warner!
And all you're doing is watching Peyton Manning commercials.
Living the dream, Warner! All right, so you and I, my promise to the fans, maybe we'll go up to Portland. Maybe we'll go to Phoenix.
We've got to figure it out. We really do.
Yeah, make it happen. You and I hit the road for Roadcast.
And yeah. But we are going to
brand new season, a whole new season.
We are going to cast probably next Sunday or Monday.
Sure.
After these first two preseason games,
and then a little China highlight. Here we go.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
East meets West. Then obviously all season long, you'll be getting the usual Clipcast, the Tripcast with Sam Tripoli.
Yep.
The great guests that we've always got, we'll keep getting them.
Yep. We're going to come at you, and
we're back.
We are. We are.
And we're not, no one's over the phone. No one's phoning it in.
No, no, no phone.
All right, I'm unbuckling my seatbelt. Oh, God, it's a great cast. Good to be back at camp. Should we sound the horn? What do they do at the camp? They ring a bell, don't they?
I don't know, but are you guys going to do any games on the road this year?
Oh, is that a question?
We spoiler.
All right, so sound the horn. Ring the bell. Supper time.
These guys are my brothers. I talk to them every day. And, yeah, there's times where we bump heads on the court. But 5 minutes later, we're good. Because we're all, it's constructive. It's for the right reasons. We want to win. And they're not telling me anything that that's bad for me, you know. But there's not any tension. We don't not like each other. And we're going to, all three of us are going to be here for a very long time. Al Cali with my brother. Al Cali with my brother. And I'm going to be falling on these suckers. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. Fed me over everything, but ready be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. Turn up. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. Fed me over everything, but ready be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. Turn up. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. I'm just trying to be the best baller I could be. Uh-huh. Rapping is a hobby, I just do it when I'm free. 2 days in the gym, 7 days a week. Boy, the grinding never stop, cause the family gotta eat. Know the haters, I don't pay attention. Player, listen, I'm trying to tell you that I'm different. I'm on a mission, already chained my diamond glisten. Two ladies kissing, paparazzi out here flicking. You see my vision. Whoop. Kelly palm trees and Bel Air, I'm finna ball out. Cop a couple fists, hit the club, I bring them all out. Living out my dreams, got these haters getting tight though. On my chains on, in the VIP look like a light show. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. Fed me over everything, but ready be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. Turn up. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. Fed me over everything, but ready be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. Turn up. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. Brooklyn in my heart, but now I'm out here on the west. Uh-huh. Every day I'm working, I'm just trying to be the best. Uh-huh. Shorty love my aura, love my style and how I flex. I just whisper in the ear, now my hands on in my sweats. 12 a.m. we out at Roscoe, chicken and waffles, que paso, shout out to Vato. Switching lanes, swerving potholes, 600 horses. Big body made for bosses, don't take no losses. Just a thought, make me nauseous. Born ready chain and the charm heavy. Heavy. Depending on how I feel, I might pull out the Chevy. Everybody know that boy the truth. I'm going in from the gym to the pool. From the bottom, promise I would never switch. Fed me over everything, but ready be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. Started from the bottom, promise I would never switch. Fed me over everything, but ready be the click. Click. When we in the spot, it's going up, we got it lit. And you know it's going down once I get it in the whip. Everybody know the best for the rapper. Born ready. Born battle. Let's do it. I'm the captain now.